is heading our way. The weatherman says he'll head any day. Bad weather brewing, take shelter up high. Oh, that's bad weather brewing. Wait till it passes over. Better get out of town before it's too late. Don't stick around, don't hesitate. Bad weather brewing, take shelter up high. Yeah, that's bad. So tonight we're going to be playing some new stuff, some old stuff, and some future stuff as well. So that's always fun. And let's do some of the old stuff now. This is off the Jack the Toad album, and this is called Coming Down Your Way. Whether you're in or whether you're out, whether you're your spirit was better, whether you're up or whether you're down, near or just around, sing on a bell, whatever else. Ain't you heard the news? I'm talking about the blues. Coming down your way, some sand, some day. Talk about some soul. Well, Different players, you know, when I was growing up, I was very young guitar player, and I had a great mentor. My brother was 7 years older than me, so right through the 1950s, I heard all the great stuff, you know, and when I was like 13 years old, I started buying records myself, and I used to listen to a lot of jazz, you know, as well as the blues and the rock and roll, and ever you name it, you know, and maybe you'll hear a little bit of everything in this next one. It's from the Look At In album. It's All Sunday Night.
Thank you.
Sunday night from the Look At It album. The clothes will start coming off here as the night goes on. I'll stop at a certain point. Oh dear. Okay, let me keep this guitar in tune. I don't know why you bother because it's bend the strings in tune anyway, but got the technology, so you'll use it, you know. But years ago, I used to play out of tune all the time. I think it's sort of added a little bit of charm to the music, you know. the future now. Let's do some new songs for you. This first one, we could be planning an album for next year. This first one is called Why Did Yahoo Do Me?
Thank you.
That's it for the clothes undressing. I look better than I did when I was like 19 or 20. Then I was about 100 pounds, you know. Pretty scary. For all my life, I've been pretty scared of looking in the mirror, you know. I'm going to change it up a bit, do another new one, but let's try Can't Stop the Blues. Switching it, this is kind of with new material is a bit difficult because we don't really know it. And this has got cowbell on it too, so. Oh, cowbell. It's hilarious when you see all this stuff. And you've lived through it for the real, you know, it's So anyway, the cowbell makes this song. It's called I Can't Stop the Blues. Hold on a second, Garnet's gotta get himself ready for this. He keeps all the tempos. So, if I get the first line, I'll be okay. Oh, it's you, hold on. In my notes. I can't do the song though, the first line. What's the first line? Oh, idea. I have no idea. We might have to do something else tonight. Hold on. This is going to get worse. Do you mind waiting for a moment? Yeah. My reading glasses are in the other place. of yesterday. They walk across my floor. Oh, I can't stop the blues, honey, since you've been gone. I can't stop the blues, you've been gone too. Oh, I can't stop the blues. Enough of the rude in intensity thing. It's a thing off the Going to the Delta album, a thing called Cobra, right? Yeah, let me get a guitar pick that's smooth. This is so, oh yeah. Good, you're welcome. You know, there's nothing to this, I thought. Anybody could play this, and then one day, for some reason, I forgot the bloody how to quite do it, and I'm still struggling to figure out the technique, you know. So sometimes it can get away from you, but it's very simple. But, you know, all of a sudden, is it an up pick, is it a down pick? It gets confusing. It doesn't matter. I'm going to jump around anyway. Here we go. right. Bit of bogey. You forget your influences, you know, as you go through life, right? And then when you remember them again, you really feel sort of guilty that you didn't sort of keep them in your mind all your life. And that happened to me recently when I remembered Garbo Szabo. And he was a big influence on me. Haven't I been thinking of him, you know, or playing his stuff? He died young, but he influenced me a lot, man. This intro really is a bit of a Garbo Szabo type thing. It's for another looking into song, Pogo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's fun. There are times I'm saying, what are you doing? Just get yourself a singer again, you know, because it's pretty hard work doing both. As you saw, I completely forgot the lyrics. But it's even worse when somebody else forgets the lyrics and you're playing at the side of the stage and they're completely singing the wrong stuff. You know? I got through that many, many times, you know. So you weigh the things up. Should I get a singer? We had one 3 or 4 years ago. Who knows what I'll do in the future, but in the meantime, I'm having fun for as long as I can. Having fun doing the whole thing, you know. Of course, it's easy with a great band behind you, you know. Here's another new song, and this one is called Vintage Man.
Yes, the way I am.
Completely wrong, you know what I mean? I don't care anymore, but I'm actually only 68, everybody. I'll be 69 in a couple of weeks' time, but I actually feel good about that, because about a month or two ago I was on Twitter and I saw that Mick Jagger's 73. I'm a young kid, this is great. Here we go, another new one, it's called Thunder, Lightning and Rain.
Ain't no use to complain.
the night is falling. I'm just trying to hide the pain. I can't see any drawings. It's just thunder. Tonight. Thank you so much for coming out and spending your evening with us. It took me a while to get things in my head over the many years I've been playing. A lot of people come out because they got a memory. So tonight, most of you got a memory when you saw the band at one time. So tonight, this evening, I hope we give you another memory. So you go home. And there's some problems this week, and like someone's giving you a hard time, and you can't take the shit anymore.
Yeah.
You look at tonight, and you go, you know what? Fuck it, man. It doesn't matter. Okay? This is what matters. All this other bullshit in life, it's bullshit. So enjoy the night. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. We really do appreciate it. And we're glad we got a crowd. It's a Thursday night. We know things are tough out there. So once again, thank you for spending your evening with us. We're selling CDs and T-shirts out there if you want to buy them. We're getting Kim a Barker Lounge so we can start carting around. So. It's a completely fresh show. I know we're not doing a lot of the older stuff, but here's a good rocker. So we have a brand new album. It's called The Devil to Pay. Here's another song from it. It's called... Actually, I told a lie in the Vintage Man thing, because I stopped drinking bourbon whiskey, unfortunately. I had to do that. Yeah, I know, I had to... You know, believe me, life catches up with you whether you like it or not, you know, so... I had to stop drinking, I had to stop smoking cigars, what a terrible thing to do, you know, that was horrible. What else did I have to stop, Pat? I don't know. You live with me, you know. I don't know. What have you stopped lately? I don't, you're doing everything, right? Yeah. So if you want to buy him a scotch, if you've got any good cigars,
for the best.
Say this name here, yeah, okay, tonight. I've been drinking. This is how I used to be.
Thank you.
Thank you.